Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're gonna have a blast because I'm on my way back from family camp where we spent literally 4 days with 10 adults, 13 kids, 8 and under. I don't know if I'm crazy, but yeah, we're just gonna go with I'm crazy. But I'm gonna share with you some of the lessons I learned this weekend at family camp in northern Minnesota. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay guys, I'm stoked because I wanna share with you something crazy. Before I do, I wanna tell you a story about a while back when we were stuck in Alaska, basically. So we arrived at the airport at 9 a.m. This was a few weeks ago, and our flight was delayed first and foremost because they were making repairs on this flight. And one thing that is so kind of crazy is when someone's making a repair on a flight and they can't take off because the plane is literally grounded, that could be a really scary thing. And what's so crazy to me is recognizing that moment where they're like, no, this isn't right. We can't take off. We got to stay grounded. We need to work on the plane, was a moment that could have had a very different ending if they had said, you know what, the issue isn't that serious. So we had to stay an extra night, and then we had to stay an extra couple hours the next day. And around the airport, there were a lot of people who were upset, crying, sad that they were going to miss their kids. There were people who were yelling and swearing at all of the people working in the airport. And one of the craziest things was recognizing that this was completely out of our control. And my husband looked at me, and I think I actually took credit for this quote, but this was totally a Paul Peterson original. And then I said, sorry, babe, I took credit for your quote. Do you want me to put hashtag requote? But he said, you know what? Like, yes, I want to see my kids tonight, but what if something was wrong with the plane? And what if we would have taken off the next day? Or what if we would have taken off that day anyways? And something had gone massively wrong and the plane crashed, and literally us staying another day prevented that from happening. And he said, I'm so thankful because we get to see our kids another day. And I was just like, wow, that is really profound. And it brought to me this idea of like gratitude. And to be totally truthful, we've been reading so many books about gratitude and about the moment and being present and being thankful. And it kind of cemented it for me. And so, you know, going into this weekend with family camp, there are so many different things which could have gone wrong, which did. With 13 kids, 8 and under, a lot can go wrong. There are a lot of blowouts. There's temper tantrums. You know, before you know it, a kid can like throw themselves down the stairs in a moment of anger towards their cousin. It can get kind of crazy. But what we decided going into this is we were just going to accept it as it was and be super, super grateful. And so we started out our mornings with like meditation and prayer and time just kind of really full of gratitude. And, you know, it could have been something that was very, very stressful, but we kept remembering, this is about gratitude. This is about gratitude. And I really want to start having that mentality with everything we do in our lives and in our businesses and in the way that we treat our teams and our family. Like, what can I be grateful for? And making these lists of gratitude are so powerful. And so, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about is how grateful I am that we live in an era where we are able to build businesses faster than anything. And these were just some of the things that came up in my moments of gratitude. I am so grateful I was born in this time, in this opportunity, the attention era, the era of the internet. We're able to learn something and build a business that would have taken generations previously. We're able to build something in less than a year that literally would have taken people generations. That just absolutely blows my mind. And so, you know, I'm someone who's always been big into bootstrapping because we live in a beautiful era where we can. And I think sometimes we forget that. We forget that all of the resources that, we forget about all of the resources that are available to us. And so I actually put together this entire, it's like this guide. It's called the Bootstrapper's Survival Guide, the Bootstrapping Business Owner's Survival Guide. And so we're going to link to that in the show notes. But that is a place where you can go and check out like free and low cost resources so you can build your business, because it is so powerful. And in case you ever think like, oh, I wish I could afford to build a business, be grateful. We live in an era where you can, for free, low cost, and then you can step things up and get some skin in the game, have some fun with it, start to play. Suddenly your business becomes your playground. And speaking of playgrounds and gratitude, I was sitting back this weekend and we were just kind of reviewing some numbers. And one of the things that was so crazy is I think it was just a week or two ago, I launched this thing called the Facebook Ads Copy Slip Files. That's a really formal official name. I got to come up with a better name for it. That's got me thinking. But basically what I was thinking about it is just realizing how much gratitude I had that 400 people have purchased this swipe file. And when I wrote it, I was so excited because I knew this was going to help people. And I've already seen people running ads with the swipe files. That's been so cool to see popping up in my feed. But I created it out of a place of gratitude. And then people have purchased it, and there's been such a positive response to it. And I was sitting back thinking about how thankful I am for just that beautiful, free-flowing exchange of value. And so I wanted to put together for the next 48 hours. If you're listening to this now, you're probably like, wait, is it still on? But basically for about 48 hours, starting from the time that this goes live, we're going to go ahead and add 10 retargeting copy swipe files to this. If you're listening to this after that 48 hour window, don't worry. We release new bonuses all the time, but this one's pretty fun. For the next 48 hours, you can get 10 retargeting swipe files that have generated over $3 million in revenue, which is just, that's so crazy to say, but that's just my way of saying thank you. I'm so grateful for everyone who has purchased that, who has enjoyed it, who's been able to use it in their businesses. So if you head on over to the show notes, which are available at rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can grab the swipe files and whatever bonus is available at the time that you get that. So head on over there, because there's always an awesome bonus. Oh, and one thing, the sooner you buy it, the more bonuses you will be included in, which is also really powerful. But anyways, all of this to say, an attitude of gratitude sounds so cheesy, sounds like a poster from our middle schools, but it makes all the difference in the world. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Have such a great week. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.